he came home all excited because on the plane, he talked to the guy sitting next to him, and this guy was in the bicycle business and he needed money. And I said, oh, here we go again.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Milwaukee Uncut, produced right in the heart of Walker's Point by StoryMark Studios in partnership with On Milwaukee and presented by Nicolet Law, the Midwest's law firm, and Central Standard Distillery. Speaking of, Graham Mullaney and I had a nice brandy old fashioned, a canned brandy old fashioned that Central Standard did in collaboration with Line and Kugels. I know I've talked about those on the show before. Those are good. And I saw that they just released their Bomb Pop Ready Pour. So make sure to check that out. I have not tried it yet, but it looks delicious. Central Standard, and also a shout out to Nicolet Law. Bree and I were coming back from Minneapolis this week and stopped in Hudson, Wisconsin, where Nicolet is headquartered out of. I had a nice beer. Actually, I had two beers at the Smiling Moose in Hudson with Cassie at Nicolet. And then we bombarded Russell, who was working late in his office. The guy is more than just a pretty cartoon on a billboard. Russell was working late over at Nicolet Law. So thanks to Central Standard, Nicolet Law, for their support. This is a very special episode to me. Got to have my favorite person in the world, my 91-year-old grandmother, Elaine Burke, on the podcast. She is a mother of five children. She's the matriarch of Trek Bicycle. She was there right at the beginning. She's one of the early women to graduate from the Marquette Business School. She's had a career hole in one. That's one more than me. Very philanthropic. I mean, one of my favorite things selfishly about her is she responds to all of our company newsletters like it's a personal email to her, and I get a nice encouraging response. So she's a fan, and I really appreciate that. And just an amazing human being who's lived a very full life, and it was an honor to have her drop down in the studio and highlight her story today. So happy Mother's Day to everyone. I hope you enjoy this. You have an amazing life story. You grew up in Madison, quite a long time ago. Can you talk about what it was like growing up in Madison?
Well, I thought of Madison as a great city to grow up in. Lots of good, interesting places and so forth. And I got a fascinating job there, and all was well.
It was kind of a strict household, right?
Out of a strict household, right. Uh-huh.
I know when we did the documentary on you, I believe your dad told you that women don't go to college, they work in offices, but you took a different path.
Well, he did say that, and so I went to Marquette, and then I graduated and worked in an office.
What was it like going to Marquette in the 50s?
I was in a biz ad class, and there were out of 200 students in biz ad at that point, there were only 12 women. And so it was a great time.
Then you met your future husband, Dick Burke, the big guy.
Yes. There. We had a good time, good college career.
I heard when he was dating you, he actually started showing up to the library. That was probably good for him because he didn't pass by much.
He's just not doing very well academically until he spent more time in the library. Let's put it that way.
So you basically got him through college.
I don't know as I got him through. He would never have agreed about that.
After you both graduated, I believe you got married right away.
We got married right away, but then we lived in Peoria, Illinois. That's right. And we just stayed there for a year. And then we moved to, he was employed by Mott's Paint in Madison. And so we moved back to Madison very happily, of course, in my mind. And I worked at Oscar Mayer and had a great time there. And so I had some babies and all was well.
And then did you move to Tulsa when you had kids?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes, we lived in Tulsa until we moved out to a house on the lake because Dick couldn't take any vacation, he felt, and so that was his way of celebrating with family.
And you moved out to Beaver Lake.
Yes.
You had one of the nicer houses on Beaver Lake, and now you have the least expensive house on Beaver Lake.
Well, it was we took a cottage and made it into a full-time house on Beaver Lake.
When Grandpa was, so he was working at Roth, and then Roth Distributing, and then the president passed away, and the employees chose to buy into the company, correct? And you had to take a loan from both of your parents in order to do that, which was risky at the time.
Yes, yes. We did that, and every month I diligently paid off the loan until it was all paid off.
So I remember you finally paid the loan off after 5 or 6 years, and then he got back from a trip and wanted to get into the bicycle business and put more money into it.
Yeah, yes. So my attitude when Dick was traveling and he came home all excited. Why was he excited? Because on the plane, he talked to the guy sitting next to him, and this guy was in the bicycle business. He owned a bicycle company, and he needed money. And I said, oh, here we go again. We had paid off our loan originally. And so, yes, here we went again and got in the bicycle business, and I paid it off every month.
Who would you say was the best behaved out of the older kids, Kathy, Mary, or JB?
Now, I know what I'm supposed to say here.
You're supposed to tell the truth on the podcast.
They each had their enduring qualities.
Is it true that, or do you believe that, Mary filed a complaint on the video we did that when you left money, when you went out of town for them to get food, JB just took it and spent it on beer?
That could have been.
I heard they were a big fan of your cooking as well.
Really? Now that surprises me. I never considered myself in that direction.
JV said when you were eating on the back patio in the summer that
I do remember that.
That when you went inside they'd toss it off the deck.
I do remember that. And I didn't catch on to it either.
No, you did not
totally
catch on.
Totally naive.
What were your views on JB's parenting style growing up, when I was growing up? You know,
when he was growing up up?
When I was growing up. Oh. And great guy, got a little fired up at times. I think he had two technical fouls in the middle school basketball league. He put me through the quote-unquote Bobby Knight School of Driving. Were those recommendations from you?
I was going to say, you're teaching me things right now that I can smile and enjoy.
You're enjoying that? You're had to go through the Bobby Knight School of Driving? Oh,
no, with him. No.
We have had a lot of good times together. Just wanted to get your thoughts on that. Can you talk about your gardening accolades? How did you get into it? You've been all over the world. You've judged competitions.
Well, it's not so much gardening as it is flower arranging.
Excuse me.
It's plants. So I'm a flower arranging judge, and yes, I have traveled around the world both to see flower shows and participate in some. And I was at a, that's what I was doing today, was going to a meeting regarding a big flower show. We're going to have a worldwide flower show here in Milwaukee in September 9th and 10th, and people will be coming from all over to do flower arrangements and show their horticulture and all these things and to view these things. And so it's open to the public, and we have speakers coming from all over, and it's just a really good big event for Milwaukee.
Where is it?
It's at this is going to be at St. John's, which is a senior center, and it has two big halls for speakers and for social events, dinners, and it has wide halls and lots of viewing spaces, which is just gorgeous. We've had it at places like at Harley and lots of other places in town. We think this will be really special and nice.
You're a proud St. John's part-time resident.
Yes.
Did you make this happen
yes.
there?
Yes. I'm so I am on the committee.
What's your favorite kind of flower?
Oh, I can't even say. Anything that's blooming beautifully or has a good shape to it.
What a great outlook on life. And I would like to talk about your fitness. Did you do some Pilates this morning?
Yes, I did Pilates this morning.
How many steps are we up to?
And, well, I like to do 10,000 steps, but that's in the summer when it's nice outside and I can see and so forth. So during the winter, I don't do quite as many.
Just an inspiration over there.
All right, whatever you call it.
You've lived such an amazing life. Any advice to others who would like to live a full life?
I don't know if I could impart anything, but I just have been very blessed in so many ways, and I enjoy it. I'm very blessed, very lucky.
I think your voicemail tells people to enjoy their day. Do you want to speak on that at all?
That says it all. And I've been very blessed with my family and so many good things.
Thanks for tuning into Milwaukee Uncut. If you would like to support the show, please subscribe if you have not already. Write a review and share with your friends. That all helps us get more ears on this content. And just a reminder that Milwaukee Uncut is produced in the heart of Walker's Point by Storymark Studios in partnership with On Milwaukee and presented by Nicolet Law and Central Standard Distillery.